again. It's Fun Facts Friday time, and as you can see, we're back in the sanctuary. I've got my good friend David Hodges with me, and we have two of our wonderful, wonderful members that everyone loves, Alex and Irina Palomaro. And as you're watching this part, I want you to look up at the door right up at the top of the balcony in the back on the top right-hand side. And it's in that room that the Palomaros engage in their ministry. David, what is their ministry?
I'm clueless, except that I do know they speak Russian, and they're translating your sermon into Russian for Russian speak. You're warming me up now. To Russian-speaking members of our congregation. Do we have members of the congregation?
Or
members.
Members. No,
members. Now, do they use those little things like this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. They pick them up, actually, and then have headphones on their hands.
Say something in Russian.
Я приветствую всех, кто сейчас смотрит это видео на русском языке.
You were talking about the weather.
No, I was just greeting those who watch this video in Russian.
How in the world, I mean, obviously you're here, so that's part of the answer, but how in the world did First Columbia have a Russian translation ministry? You know, I'm sure lots of our members would think, how many Russian speakers are there in Columbia, and how many Russian speakers would attend First Columbia? When did this start?
We came to Columbia from Japanese City in 1966. And immediately
we knew each other.
Yeah, yes.
Just for a brief couple of months in 1996.
Exactly. Yeah. In 1960, we overlapped at First Press of Jackson, Mississippi, and when we came, ended up here. Irina and I, we started. Figuring out how many Russian speakers were here, and our list was not long, but...
Actually, we still keep a copy of the first list of Russian residents of Columbia, 15-20 names.
Yeah.
Now we know more than 1,000 Russian speakers in Columbia.
To live in Columbia?
Live in Columbia, and these are people from all countries of the former Soviet Union, more than 1,000. I have a list of more than 1,000 people.
Where were the two of you born?
St. Petersburg, Russia, or former Leningrad.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yep.
I've been in the museum.
Yeah, oh,
Hermitage.
The Hermitage. I've been there 2 days in succession.
Mm-hmm.
Saw 13 or 14 Rembrandt paintings. Of course, you remember the incidents. You'll remember the incident back 20 years ago when somebody threw... paint or acid or something over one of the paintings, and it had to be restored.
Yep.
Now, when you go there, there's like plastic or something, and it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've been there. Beautiful city.
Oh yeah.
Full of history.
Oh yeah.
How many Russian speakers do we have attend on the back before COVID?
Oh, before COVID, we had actually even a Sunday school class designed for Russian speakers. And I used to translate at the Sunday school class, and we had like 20 people, and Alex translated worship service, entire worship service, from the beginning and up to the very end, up to just last second of the worship service. Because there are people who come to Columbia and they don't know language, but they would love to be involved with.
And you would often introduce some of them to me at the door after the morning service.
Yes.
Now, I've preached in many parts of the world where I've required a translator in India, Brazil, Moscow, as you would say, and elsewhere. And I've had some horrendous experiences with translators. Once when a translator obviously didn't share my Reformed theology, and he was translating three times as much as I was saying, I got kind of deeply suspicious. But whenever you use a metaphor or a simile, it very often doesn't translate into that culture. And so And you don't have a lot of time if you're translating immediately. Mm-hmm. You've got to be listening in one ear and translating in another. It's very difficult.
Well, Alex, explain the room. What's the room about?
Very simple room. What I need for translating what's going on here in the sanctuary. Actually, I'm completely isolated. Even the door is locked, and I need only to see the monitor, and then to hear what's going on.
So it's a contemporaneous translation.
Yes.
Simultaneous translation,
and I agree.
How do you do it?
It's stressful. I tell you, it's really stressful. No time to think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And especially if creatures like me speak very quickly.
Actually, but you're a blessing.
I love these two.
Tell you what.
We don't like when a creature makes sharp turns.
Yes.
And you are so clear and concise and logical.
My mental mind makes it so consistent. You know, no sharp turns.
No surprise.
Your ministry is called Most, M-O-S-T. Mm-hmm. What's that sound like?
Ministry of Outreach to Slavic Tribes. And by Slavic, we mean Russian-speaking people from wherever they are.
And the Thursday morning Bible study that Ken Wingate teaches, and that you and I are often there, collect, because they're dependent for their ministry on giving. If you want to support this extraordinary ministry, there are 1,000 Russian speakers here in Colombia. Please think about giving something to Most, M-O-S-T, and you can do that either directly or you can do that through the church, I'm sure.
Good idea.
We have all kinds of projects in Ukraine. We travel there all the time, and we work with orphanages, nursing homes,
and in normal season, you would just have come back from St. Petersburg and the Russian Christmas, which is January 6th.
Yeah,
7th.
But the eve is this last anyway.
So, Alex and Irina Ponomarov, members here now for 25 years or more, and their ministry, Most, as it's called, takes place in a little room on a Sunday morning.
Yes.
David, is that it?
We need to
fix that.
And he's the closest to heaven in the sanctuary. The closest man to heaven.
Thank you for your ministry.
It's
missionary work here at home with creation the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.